Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupos.
And Sister Amen.
We are back. Took a couple days off from making audios, but we posted some things to edify. Still hope you're all doing well.
Right.
Today, we got a lot to talk about, Sister Amen.
Uh-huh.
I guess I'm going to start out with Brother Kuo. Our faithful young Brother Kuo is up north working, laboring. And he's also laboring in the streets. He has a new website.
He does.
He's got a website for putting up his street preaching, and we'll be linking to it. And so that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it is.
He's been a faithful worker, and so we're thankful to see him doing that.
Uh-huh.
He's out in the streets almost every day he can be, flying signs. He was just talking to some young people today.
Yeah, it's like God keeps sending him people to talk to.
Yeah, so we're going to link to his posts, and that will edify you greatly. Uh-huh. Yesterday, we did a preach, and we preached outside a Roman Catholic men's conference called a Heroes Conference.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't real big. And we had a young man come walking up.
That was awesome.
And he talked to us for an hour. Ex-Seventh-day Adventist. Now his wife kind of led him to the Catholic Church. But he's a truth seeker and he listened. He's the only man that came up to talk to us. But he was the one we were there for.
Right.
And
amen.
We posted that link and told you to listen to that audio yesterday.
Uh-huh.
So that was greatly encouraging. Any thoughts about that, Sister Emma?
Yeah, it was pretty awesome because, like you said, there wasn't a whole bunch of people there.
No.
And it was interesting. You know, there was a few of them there filing out here and there, and he walks right over.
Yep.
And it was pretty awesome. He is very, very respectful, said that he's just learning.
He's learning,
so he was
seeking truth.
To listen, and yep. Said he was going to test it all. So that was, I don't know, it kind of warms your heart because so many people trample the things of God or just ignore it. Or like a lot of those people coming out of there.
Yeah, he's only 26, so he's very, very respectful.
It was very refreshing.
Yep, so that was awesome.
Yeah.
And then right next to that, at that church, they were having a Roman Catholic Mass, so we kind of had a twofer.
Oh, yeah.
And we stood outside the Roman Catholic Mass and preached to people and held gospel signs. And so we put a testing of the church and that conference up.
Yeah, and right at the end of that, as we were just about getting ready to leave, a man drove up and he whips over to the curb and he goes, "I just wanted to thank you for what you're doing. Good job."
Yeah.
Don't know where he came from.
Right.
Obviously, he didn't come out of there.
No.
Or if he did, that's his last day and he's leaving or something. I don't know.
We get people that come up to us and they know the churches are wrong. They may be living in the world and they're not doing what's right, but they know the churches are wrong and they tell us, "Good job. We hope that they go deeper." You can't just come out of the false churches. You got to go on to follow Christ in spirit and truth.
Well, guess what? I was one of those people who left the church 2 years before I was born again, and I had no clue what to do or where to go.
Yeah.
And so praise God to be able to help people and point them in the right direction.
Amen.
Hopefully they go.
Yeah. So those preachers are both up. Today we went and stood outside a Baptist church.
Yeah.
And it was interesting. I didn't get to talk to anybody other than people driving by in cars that some of them laughed, some of them mocked. Sister Amen had most of the activity, and that was a couple of people pulled up their cars next to her where she was on the corner. She got to talk to them, right?
Yeah, we were kind of on two. I was on one end of where
they're
coming out.
About 100 yards apart.
The other, yeah, not very far or whatever. But yeah, we took it because they were coming out both sides. And I ended up getting some older people stopping, and the women were on my side. So I was able to talk to them, give them some truth. And
they're so arrogant, too. They stop and they say, "Why are you here? What's wrong with our church?" They haven't even tested anything to the Word of God.
Yeah.
And then one man came up and was talking to you, and you kept sending him to me. When I walked up, he wouldn't even talk to me.
Yeah, it was like after about a minute and a half or so, I told him, "Well, now it's about the time you need to go talk to my husband," because I could tell it was kind of switching, and he didn't want nothing to do with that.
Yeah, so that was a good one. We got that preach up to expose their false ways to help our neighbors, and there were people driving by. One man came across, was filling his car up with gas and filmed our signs and said, "Good job, keep going," and so he was edified. And
so while we stand out at these places, we get them while they're coming and going.
Yep.
And then we turn around and we fly signs for everybody driving by.
Yep.
So that's kind of like a two for two.
Yeah, we're on a public sidewalk. We're peaceful.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? If people don't understand why we do it, you don't understand the Bible. Because the scriptures say to go preach the gospel. They had police officers there. These churchianity places station police officers now. If we walk 1 foot on their property and start preaching truth, they'll arrest us in an instant.
Oh, yeah.
And so we just stay off to be peaceful. We don't want to be known. That's one thing we're not known as. You will never find us to be known as people that, like, crash people's religious parties, all that. About the only thing we do is some Anabaptists will drive on their property and wait because they're non-resistant. So we purposely do that. and kind of force them. What are you going to call the police on us? You're non-resistant. But we don't go in. We don't interrupt their services.
No, uh-uh.
We stand peacefully outside.
Yeah.
And so we want to be known as that. And so that's why we do what we do. We look for places where we can stand on a public sidewalk. And any seekers come walking right up.
They do, yeah.
And there may be few, but we know there's going to be few.
Right.
So check out that preach. It'll be up at the top of the edification page. Mm-hmm. I also did a new post on the Stronger Man's Conference that we preached at last weekend. Yeah, imagine that. They hired a wicked ex-male stripper to take his shirt off and climb on a pole and swallow a sword. If that's not bad enough, the pastor, John Lindell, had to go on their own stage at their church and go on Facebook and lie, saying the man's a born-again Christian and he repented of his past when the guy's not a born-again Christian.
Right.
And so I expose it all. Look at that link at Stronger Man's Conference. I put some graphic pictures on there, okay? So if those bother you, the graphic pictures that are on there, I want to show you what these churches are exposing people,
yep.
Seeker men, and children. There were children there.
There were.
Teenagers. 12, 13-year-olds.
There were women there,
and women
too.
Were there.
Not
so
many, but
if you think a picture of me putting of this man with his shirt off on the front of the website is wicked, you better be emailing and calling this pastor and telling them how wicked they are for hiring that man to do his pole climbing and his stunts and all that kind of stuff. We're just doing it to expose it.
Right.
Yeah. So
the Bible says we're supposed to expose the evil.
So that post is up. Sister Drummond, what's on your mind? I got a couple other thoughts, but what's on your mind today?
I was just thinking about, I went on a witness walk. We were at the marketplace and we've gotten some things up and I told Brother Tupos I want to go for a little bit of a witness walk.
There's
just a couple blocks away.
Grocery store that has great discount produce.
Yeah, I know right where the discount is. So I wanted to go there and give away some gospel cards and get some discount produce. And both of them happened, praise God.
Yeah.
So I was able to give a gospel card to a man in the, as I was coming out, I put some in the store. And as I was coming out, a man walked up and he said, "Are you registered to vote here?"
Well, yeah, it's voting time, yeah.
Voting. Yeah, I said, "No, sir, I'm not from the area, but here I got something great for you. Great news, how to find eternal life." And he thanked me and he walked off looking for more people.
Nice.
And I walked back with some really good
produce. Yep, you got some good produce. Tell the story about the lady we met in the gas station.
Oh, yeah, we pulled in and Brother Tupos, he was done doing what he was doing and he was going to go in and get some ice because they always give us free ice if you get gas and stuff. And so while he was doing it, he was just getting out to go in and a woman walked up to him because she saw the signs and he went in and I got out and talked to her and I'll just summarize. It was pretty awesome. She was thankful for it. She agreed with what I was sharing with her.
She was having a hard
day. Troubles. Yeah. She said, "I was having a really bad day," but she said, this was good or this is better. I can't remember. I have an audio of it, but she was kind of crying. There must've been a lot of things going on. I'm not even going to get into that. What I think might be based on some of the things she was saying or whatever, but she got the light and the hope and the truth through the gospel. And I told her, I said, I would be happy to encourage you. So.
Yeah, perfect timing and perfect place. We were supposed to go to another gas station that we missed. And
We missed it.
We ended up right there.
I forgot that. Yep. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, praise God for that. Yeah.
Brother Koo and I were talking. I called him while we were out flying gospel signs at the Baptist church. And we were talking about the power of gospel signs. And he was saying he's amazed how he loves standing on the corner flying gospel signs. And he said, people are flipping them off. People are yelling, "Hail Satan." Some people are giving them thumbs up. People walk up and talk to him. And he said, it's amazing how we can go out in the street and hold gospel signs and affect people. And I told him, I said, yeah, brother. I said, if you don't think people are seeing your gospel signs, most everybody just ignores them. They look at it and they ignore it.
Yeah.
I said, try standing out with a gospel sign that says, "I have a gun and I'm ready to start killing people." I said, the cops will be on you. Somebody will call the cops in 10 seconds. They'll be out there to get you. Don't you think that our gospel signs are not seen, that people are ignoring it, even to their demise if they ignore it?
Right.
The gospel signs are serving a powerful work.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, so we see that too. Yeah.
Well, it's the written word.
Yeah.
And the spoken
Amen.
Is both of them that does it. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I love that.
And then I got another praise report. A young man that we used to know 2 years ago that actually was going to go out and street preach with us. We met street preaching. He had a real zeal for the things of God. Well, I haven't heard from him for 2 years. He kind of went on his way. He reached back and he's seeking truth. And so me and Brother Akua are going to get a chance to encourage him and help him study the word of God. So I just want to rejoice in that. Very young man, early 20s.
That is awesome. That was, that was very sad when he ended up going on his way.
Yep.
And so we're rejoicing today.
Amen. Yeah. So we get to look after a young soul, encourage him, and point him in the right direction. What else do you have, Sister Amin?
Well, that's awesome. Yeah. You and brother were talking about being a consistent witness. I think the other day he said somebody mentioned something to him saying, hey, I didn't.
His boss on his part-time job.
Yeah, that.
Keep seeing him out street preaching.
Somebody else said he saw us all together or something like that. He keeps seeing him. And I think it was today or yesterday you were talking about consistent witness.
Yep.
But anyway, I was just thinking about that. And that kind of comes around with what happened tonight. Sort of. I went outside. I just made some rice, and I was going out to put some water and rinse a dish out.
And we got no gospel signs on the van.
Nope, no gospel signs on the van or nothing. I just happened to pop out, turn on the little hand wash station, get a little bit of water, and I hear this word, repent. And I turn, and I see this older truck driving right around the corner area. And I wasn't positive I heard the word repent. I thought it was, and I was like, who's yelling repent? Nobody says that word. Yeah. And I looked up. And they said, repent, and the driver was waving past the passenger, so it didn't seem like a mocker. Otherwise, mockers don't usually wave.
Yeah, one thing, when you put gospel signs on your vehicle and you're around a town a few days, people get to know you, and that can be good. Seekers can find you. Can also be a little bit dangerous. Your enemies can find you, but we trust in the Lord.
We've had that before.
Yeah. We've had stalkers follow us around.
Yeah, even driving a half an driving, hour.
Yep. Following us on motorcycles and harassing us. But it is what we do out here.
Oh, yeah. And God knows, and he's watching. And I thought that was kind of interesting.
Did you have a scripture verse on that?
Yeah, that's where I was going.
Go for it.
1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast. So, that you just keep doing
in
endurance and consistent, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So those people driving by saying repent didn't seem like mockers. Maybe they were affected. Maybe they saw us today. Maybe they've seen us in town somewhere.
Before.
Yeah.
Because
awesome.
We do dress different too, so we're easy to pick out.
Oh yeah.
We look different than the world, and we're supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good thing. Your hearts change. Your outsides are going to change. It just makes sense.
Right.
Yeah. So, that's pretty awesome. Tomorrow, time to head north. We got to keep heading north. We're, good Lord willing, going to be meeting up with Brother Kuo. And we have another week of witnessing, sign flying ahead of us, some Denton Bend food stores. We've got some work to do to keep supporting us down the road. We got an event to get to, so we got a lot coming up if the Lord wills.
Let's see if we get those days.
Yeah. Any last thoughts, Sister Amin?
No, once again, I'll just say that I'm thankful to be a worker of the Lord in any way that I can, to be able to shine his light, stand for truth, and encourage you sisters to do the same.
Yeah.
And if you're a seeker just following and watching and listening, I would suggest that you don't wait too long, because you don't even know if you're going to get tomorrow.
Amen, amen. Today's the day of salvation, the Bible says.
Right.
Yeah. I just had one last thought. I did one of my audios. It's under the Baptist preach we did today. And I talked about how it's easy to get discouraged if you take your eyes off serving God and you think you're doing it for people, because you love your neighbor, and then you see how few people want it, it's easy to get discouraged. You got to keep your priorities in order and always keep it for the Lord first, because then I ask the question, what if everybody in the world turned their back on the faith? Would you?
No.
So we got to be careful, and I know I confess that maybe 2% of the time there, sometimes I get weak when I look at people and I go, wow, we love these people, and nobody wants the truth. And it can bring you down, and then you got to repent and get back to Jesus said in Revelation, your first love. Focus on doing it for him,
amen.
And then it doesn't matter if anybody else follows. If anybody does, then it's just a plus. So that was kind of an audio I did. It's a good reminder to all of us, myself especially, to keep our eyes on the Lord first. And if we know we're in the last days and very few people are going to want the truth, and so we must do it for the Lord and his glory, contending for the faith and not doing it for people.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen. And I had one quick thought.
Yeah.
What was your audio last night about? You did it, and then Brother Akuo had thoughts on it.
Oh,
I thought you guys both did a really good job on it.
I can't even think of the topic. The audio I did last night, Brother Akuo heard it, and he said, pilgrims, strangers.
Thank you.
Being a pilgrim, being a stranger, being an alien in this world. So I did an audio last night, and tonight when we post, Brother Kuo did kind of like a commentary on my audio. I thought that was really good.
Yeah, it's called, and you want to go look at the Ecclesia page.
Yeah.
So you're going to see Pilgrims, Aliens, and an Eternal City to Come.
Yep.
And then Brother Aku, that was Brother Tupos, and then Aku, Brother Akuo did a one the next day after that. So you can go search that on there. I thought they did a really good job, like, complimenting.
Yeah, he thought it was a good topic, and he wanted to add to it about being an alien, a stranger, a pilgrim in this world. And I just encourage people, come out of the world, because it's all going to burn. Set your eyes on the kingdom of God in Christ, because everything else, these religious systems, the political systems, entertainment, sports, politics, your 401k, your money, your cabin, your house, your hobbies, it's all going to burn up.
Yeah, and I was thinking, especially us out here on the street, and Brother Akuo, too. You know, we go out, and we're always out on the streets, handing out gospel cards, flying signs, doing all that the best we can for the Lord, all to His glory, not of us. And then we go about our daily life in the same stores, in the same towns where we're at, and we really, we're not, we are called out. We are pilgrims and strangers, and we feel that, like, even extra more
than
when we had, like, a homestead, and we were going back to our home. Now we're, like, in it.
Yeah, as van dwellers, we have no city, and we might be in a city for a while, but then we move on. But I'd encourage you, even if you live in a town, don't make that your home, because it's maybe your home for 10, 15, 20, 30 years. It ain't your home eternally if you're a believer. So don't settle in here. And that was what my audio was about. If you settle in and you're comfortable here, you're in big trouble. Because this is not our home.
You're going to have a harder time letting go.
It's kind of like the frog that gets comfortable in the water that's being warmed up underneath him until he boils alive.
Right.
You want to make sure you're not comfortable and you're always pushing against Satan's kingdom, pushing against the flesh and sin.
Amen.
Yeah. And then I had one last thought. I'm going to close this out with this. Boldness. I was telling this young man that's reached out to me again. Boldness is a sign of the Holy Spirit. Proverbs 28:1. The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. So we were talking about how one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit is a person gets like a boldness about the things of God. And I wanted to give you one example to close out. Acts 4:13. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men. Hey, they're just fishermen. What are they doing? They marveled. And they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Peter and them were not very impressive before the Holy Spirit. Once the Holy Spirit came, they were bold men of God that preached, risked their lives, risked torture. Most of them died for the faith. And so the Holy Spirit brings you boldness. And I was telling the young man I met at the Roman Catholic Heroes Conference, I asked him real quick, I said, are you bold or timid? And he said quickly, I'm timid about the Word of God because I don't know it. I said, when you learn it and you have the Holy Spirit, you will be bold.
Oh, right.
And he agreed.
Yeah.
So think about that. Ponder that. Do you know God's Word? Do you have the Holy Spirit? You should be bold in the words of Word of God, because if you're not bold and strong, you're going to be weak, timid, and ineffectual.
Right, exactly.
And we don't want that for anybody that claims Christ.
We're here to help you.
Yep, we're going to leave right there. Any last thoughts, Sister Amen?
No, I think we covered a lot.
All right, I got to go on a phone call, a ministry call, and we hope that you were blessed by this. Check out the Ecclesia page. We added more things there. I might even have a teaching tonight. Brother Koo's audio is there. Sister has a sister's post there. And then see the new links at the edification page of our street preaching, and that'll edify you.
Yeah.
All right. We're out of here. And if the Lord gives us another day, we'll be back again.
All right.
Love you all.
May God be praised.